From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, a new shock has hit the Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's campaign. The FBI is looking into whether there was classified information on a device belonging to the estranged husband of one of her closest aides. Clinton says she is confident whatever the FBI may find would not change its conclusion from earlier this year that her use of a private email system as Secretary of State did not merit prosecution. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump said the new FBI probe is proof of what he has been saying all along, that Hillary Clinton is corrupt. There is a growing sense that by the time Iraqi forces finish regaining control of the key city of Mosul from the Islamic State fighters, few, if any, of the terror group's top leaders will be there. Meantime, the UN Human Rights Office reports Iraqi civilians are increasingly being used as pawns by IS militants in their battle for Mosul. Spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani.
ISIL's depraved, cowardly strategy is to attempt to use the presence of civilian hostages to render certain points, areas, or military forces immune from military operations.
Shamdasani says the cruel behavior is provoking revenge killings of people suspected of being members of IS. Russia has failed to win re-election to the UN Human Rights Council as action seen as a rebuke of the country's military support of the Syrian government. Russia's UN ambassador Vitaly Churkin played down Moscow's loss. More than 80 human rights organizations had lobbied UN members to vote Russia off the council. This is